today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. If you take control via the toll-free number 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on this site are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. Starting out the program tonight, your calls, of course, are primary if you make them. But a story that we talked about last night we never got to, because I don't like promising things and then not following through. The story is about the economy and what the government people are going to do to try to make you feel better about it. Or, I mean, you if you're somebody that isn't very fiscally responsible and you got a home loan that you didn't really understand and then got caught in this big housing bubble situation.
Well, I don't think anybody understands home loans.
I understand what an adjustable rate mortgage is.
That much is clear.
Right. That's where they sell you 1% financing or whatever, and you get a real good deal. You get a real good deal up front. But, I mean, it should be. And I understand that I'm the kind of person, I can't read a bunch of fine print. Legalese doesn't make much sense to me, so I consult with people that know what they're doing, like mortgage brokers and people like that.
Well, when you don't have a mortgage broker you can trust, that's a problem.
Yeah, that's true. But that said, I mean, the title says it all. Adjustable rate mortgage.
Yep.
Meaning they can change the rate at any old time, and according to the terms, and you've got to pay it. I don't understand why anyone would want to get into an adjustable rate mortgage, but people did it, and now they're in trouble. So the government's there to bail them out. According to the Associated Press, President Bush signed a housing bill Wednesday intended to rescue about 15% of the cash-strapped homeowners in fear of foreclosure in the next year or so. Early in the morning and out of the public view, the president signed it without fanfare in the Oval Office, adding his signature to a measure he once threatened to veto. The White House said he was accompanied by a bunch of bureaucrats. Anyway, we look forward to put in place new authorities to improve confidence and stability in markets. He said the Federal Housing Administration would begin to put in place new policies intended to keep more deserving American families in their homes. The legislation is regarded as the most significant housing bill in decades and, of course, was supported by a bunch of bureaucrats and politicians.
Everybody out there, yeah.
The measure includes $300 billion in new loan authority for the government to back cheaper mortgages for troubled homeowners. So the government's going to pick up the loans.
Well, the government has the loans anyway. What do you think Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac are?
Is that the only people that are getting bailed out, is those people?
Well, pretty much they are the entire, you know, almost the entire loan industry out there, as home loans go, are somehow, associated with those home loans. I'm sure there's somebody out there.
I thought banks gave out home loans too.
Yeah, but they're somehow, you know,
I don't know anything about it.
I know just enough to be dangerous in this particular area.
I got
area.
Mine from HSBC. That's a big bank.
Yeah, but it's likely there is, some kind of connection to Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac in there somewhere. I don't know how it even works.
They're also sending $3.9 billion to communities to fix up foreclosed properties causing blight in neighborhoods.
And remember that the banks get their loan from, you know, their loans to loan money from the Federal Reserves, sets the rate on the money. So the federal government is completely involved in every monetary transaction anyway.
True. That much is true. It is a federal system. And $15 billion in so-called tax cuts, including an expanding low-income housing tax credit and a credit of up to $7,500 to be repaid for some first-time home buyers. The number of homeowners who could lose their homes to foreclosure by the end of 2009 is estimated to be around 2.8 million under the legislation. 400,000 having trouble with payments could avoid it by trading their loans for new, more affordable mortgages through the Federal Housing Administration. Now, how is it, Mark, that, I mean, if the feds were doing the loaning before with the Fannie Mae and those guys, how is it that they can make the loans more affordable than they already were?
Can't answer. They change the rate. They print more money or whatever.
Print more money, right?
Yeah.
They can steal money from people in order to subsidize those loans. And so they just print out whatever it is that they need. And so therefore every single person who's using and spending dollars not just people in America, anyone around the world who is holding dollars will have money stolen from them in order to bail out these people who probably never should have been able to get the loans in the first place.
Well, you know, I hesitate to be too critical of those people because, you know, the system's so pervasive. As all you want to do is get in a house, and you want to work the system the best it can, the best you can, and you know you saw the way things were going, and they looked really good. Everything, you know, the future was so bright. You had to wear shades, you know, and of course, every other word when it was when I was having conversations with people was bubble. When it came to real estate, the warnings were out there. You know, the real estate bubble is coming. I don't think anybody understood what the bubble meant, and the community that you and I came from has gotten hit harder than the vast majority of them. It's not Las Vegas, it's not San Francisco, but it's somewhere in the top 50, I can assure you. You know, so they're basically my $260,000 house at its peak has probably $160,000 now.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
So just wanted to throw that out there. They're stealing money from you to bail out these people with the, you know, the bad loans. 800-259-9231. Coming up, we'll tell you about a SWAT team that was honored for raiding the wrong house. But first, we go to your phone calls and talk to Steve in Toronto. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Steve.
Hi there. How are you guys doing tonight? I thought I'd call in and relay an interesting story about where I decided to pull over a police officer here in Toronto. Now, I sort of exaggerated a little bit. I didn't really, you know, put a siren on my roof and pull over a cop, but I did notice a speed trap. Every day as I was driving to work, I saw this one speed trap in a really tricky area where the speed is 50 kilometers an hour here in Canada. And
that's slow.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you?
That's kind of slow, isn't it?
50 kilometers? No, 50 kilometers is
kind of 30 miles an hour?
Yeah, it is kind of slow. You're right. But it was on a busy road, so I can understand a slower speed limit. But then the road opens up and widens and becomes much safer to drive faster on. But the speed limit remains the same, and so that's where they position their speed trap, of course.
Sure.
And so I saw this happening every day, and I didn't fall for it because I see it every day. But I saw these poor guys going to work, you know, not hurting anyone, not even really at risk of hurting anyone, and getting pulled over every day. And so I decided to pull over myself and just have a chat with the officer.
Huh.
I was a little nervous about doing this. You know, he might pull out the billy club and beat me for no good reason, but
always
I decided to do it anyway.
But Canadians are really nice, so the chances of that are less there.
Well, I mean, it is true that the Canadian police are certainly not as out of control as the U.S. cops, from what I understand.
Yeah, I'd say it depends on the officer.
Of course.
I lucked out. I got a nice officer, but believe me, I've seen a lot of mean, corrupt police officers here in Toronto, just the same.
Certainly. I mean, anytime there's power to be had, mean, corrupt, evil people will certainly seek it out. There's no doubt about
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely, absolutely. So this fellow was nice, and I was surprised. He actually, you know, talked to me there on the side of the road for a good 20, 25 minutes. He was polite and friendly. He made no sense. But he was nice at least, which is a little more than I expected. And the first thing I said to him was, you know, as I understand your mandate, it's to protect and serve us from harm. How is what you're doing here, standing here today, gunning people down, not gunning people, but radar gunning people down,
right.
How does that meet that mandate? And, you know, he got into the traditional line of, well, you know, one of the things we're here first and foremost to do is uphold the letter of the law no matter what it says. And then the very next sentence out of his mouth was, but I use my own discretion and I won't pull somebody over unless they're doing 20 or more over. So already he immediately contradicted himself by saying, I uphold the letter of the law, which is 50, and also I'll use my discretion and only go for 20 over. And I understand the law and all that, but shouldn't the laws be good? Shouldn't what you're doing serve some kind of purpose? And how is this really protecting people? I could understand if you assess the situation and somebody was really swerving and really at risk of hurting somebody, but, you know, this guy that you've just pulled, that your partner's just pulled over here, is that really the case?
Great question. I want to hear the rest of your story here in a moment. Hang on. 800-259-9231. I mean, there is no inherent danger in going over the speed limit. None whatsoever.
Inherent. I think that there's some inherent in going too fast, but that's subjective.
800-259-9231. More of the story here in a moment. This is Free Talk Live.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Are you in the game? Your business has a website, but you could be losing a fortune and lost sales. Don't believe me? Try this test. Search for your product or service on Google, MSN, or Yahoo. If your website isn't listed in the top 10, you're not even on the field. People are searching for your product every day. Making sure they find your website before they find your competitor requires the skill of professionals like SEOP. If you've talked to so-called internet experts and you're skeptical, find out how businesses from Fortune 100s to startups drive more internet sales and higher profits thanks to SEOP. SEOP will drive customers to your website at a cost you can afford and get your website ranked in the top 10 on search engines guaranteed. Or they'll keep working until you get there at no cost.
Call SEOP now to learn more. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520. 866-657-8520.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at idstronghold.com.
idstronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Life has changed. We're not 21 anymore. We have responsibilities. That's why there's drinking made hangover defense. Sure, we've done our share of partying.
Yeah, dude.
Now, kicking back with the neighbors and a few beers is more our style. But let's face it, as we get older, even that can leave us feeling run down the next morning. With Drinkin' Mate, you can have a few drinks tonight without waking up feeling like you had a few. Drinkin' Mate's patented and proven formula of guava leaf extract has antioxidants and other unique properties that help prevent the headache, queasy stomach, and dehydration even a few drinks can leave behind. Just dissolve one Drinkin' Mate in water and take it before bed. It's that easy. The next morning, bring on the responsibilities. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense is available at retailers nationwide. Pick up some today. Remember your Drinkin' Mate and wake up feeling great.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where the features are free, so enjoy all those on us, including the live streams. We've got a broadband version of the show, as well as a dial-up version. You'll find them both for free at freetalklive.com. And somebody actually sent me an email recently thanking me for the dial-up stream. And
They ought to.
He's probably the only one listening to it, but I'm glad that there's someone out there that still appreciates the fact that we remember the dial-up users on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, there's a lot of them out there.
There really are. It's amazing.
I don't have dial-up, but I have a connection that it might as well is, you know, the dial-up extra. you know, it's faster than dial-up.
You've
on
got
the,
a cell phone connection out in the woods.
Right, yeah. And it's much faster than dial-up on the downstream, but on the upstream, it's even slower.
Sometimes.
Yeah. So, you know, I appreciate it, too.
So there you go. Get all those free at freetalklive.com. Okay. Travel less. Meet online. Try WebEx for free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx and learn how you can cut down on your gas costs. Go to WebEx.com, WebEx.com, and use the promo code 600 to start your free trial of WebEx today. 800-259-9231. Back to Steve in Toronto. Steve, you pulled over to the side of the road after noticing a speed trap going on, I guess, for several days, and you talked to the cop there about the issue of speeding and had some pretty good questions for him about, you know, the fact that the allegation, I guess, that the police and the government are supposed to be protecting you. And you were wondering how exactly he can justify that with the idea of running a speed trap wherein it's just pretty much revenue collection.
That's exactly right. And he was answering my questions, but his responses did end up getting progressively scarier to me, even though he was still polite. Eventually, the conversation progressed to, you know, me saying that, you know, you should really use your judgment here. I mean, you have the power, officer, to use your judgment and determine if you think somebody is seriously at risk of harming someone or if they're harming someone, then of course, step in. And he said, he rebutted back to me, well, you know, I can't apply the law as I see fit. You know, if a store gets robbed, I have to investigate. I can't just pick and choose.
But he did tell you earlier that he chose to not pull over people that were doing 20 clicks over the limit.
Right. His explanations were riddled with all kinds of contradictions like that. But you know, to that I said to him, well, you know, if a store gets robbed, there's a victim there. Who's the victim right here, right now? Who's been hurt by this? And he, you know, any time I would catch him in an answer where he wouldn't, or with a question where he wouldn't have a legitimate response, he would just revert back saying, you know, I have to obey the law as it is.
Mm.
And then the really
how
scary
convenient.
Part came. I'm sorry.
I said, how convenient for him.
Of course. Very, very convenient. And the very scary part was when he interjected and said, you know, one of the things that people don't realize is that when we pull over cars, it often gives us a good excuse to search through them and find illegal substances and guns.
He made the presumption after all of your questions that you were someone who would appreciate, that he thought you were someone who would appreciate searches?
Yes, so strange. And then he took it one step further, thinking I would be really impressed with what he said next. And he said to me, you know, a couple of weeks ago, we pulled over a fella for speeding, and we were able to search his car, and we found $200,000 worth of drugs in the trunk. And, of course, we brought him in, and we confiscated that, and he got out onto the street. And he's probably dead now because he didn't have that money anymore. And he was truly proud of this. And it was really scary to me to hear him saying this.
Wow.
What did you say to him?
I was stunned. I was too stunned to really say anything, and it sort of threw me off. That's not where I expected our conversation to go.
Yeah, we're killing drug dealers.
That's right. And he's not even directly killing drug dealers. He doesn't want to do the dirty work, of course. He'll let the person to whom the drug dealer owed that drugs or money to take care of the murder.
You know, the thing that what he didn't say, and this would have been a great response if you had, you know, been damn light on your feet in this, and I understand,
right.
I've been in these conversations, I know what it's like, it's not that easy.
And, no, I was very nervous.
But a thing to say is, I wonder if those gangsters that he owes the money to will get his children or his wife and torture them.
Right.
Well,
right.
He would probably be callous. I mean, I'm sure there are a lot of people that, I mean, if he's that callous to the idea of people doing drugs, he would probably be callous and say, well, that's what you get, you know, for, I mean,
yeah,
he wouldn't say it maybe,
problem.
But he'd probably think to himself,
right.
Well, that's what you get for living with a drug dealer.
That's what you get for being born to a drug dealer.
Yeah.
You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Exactly. As a two-year-old, you really should have made a better decision there.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
You're getting
and so it kind of closed. I was really trying to sort of plant the seed to change his mind, you know, to try and say to him, listen, the next time you're in a situation, I think it would be prudent for you to kind of assess the situation and see if you really, if the person that you're about to give a ticket to and pull over and waste their time and money is really going to hurt anyone if you don't. And I don't think I got through to him, frankly, but it was worth a shot.
Yeah, well, like you said, that. it's planting seeds, though I don't even know if the seed was planted with this guy. You never know.
Yeah.
It certainly doesn't hurt. And, you know, maybe the best thing that came out of it, and here's my question for you, is was he the only cop there actually shooting the radar, or were there other cops?
No, it was him and his partner. He, so I didn't really prevent anyone else from getting pulled over.
I was hoping at least for the few minutes that you were there, they weren't shooting anybody with a radar.
Yeah, maybe I saw because they would go in like a tag team where his partner would use the radar gun, pull somebody over, and then while his partner was writing a ticket, then he would step up, and they'd kind of go in these shifts.
See? I see.
So maybe I stopped one or two. And for that alone, I think it's worth it to try it again. I probably
will. Yeah, well, I like the idea, and I don't think that we see this happen too often. I mean, we've talked before about these DUI checkpoints and encouraged activists to go out and do something at them. Not sure exactly what the most effective thing to do is, but clearly getting out and talking to these guys. It could be, I mean, they're out in the public. They're certainly they have no problem approaching you if you're in public and asking you questions. So there should be no problem whatsoever with you approaching them and asking them questions. And of course, doing it with more than one person is always helpful.
Yeah.
Right.
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, so long as you luck out and get a friendly officer, which I was lucky enough to get.
That's where I'm going with this.
What do you mean, Mark?
Well, what do you think I mean? You don't always get the friendly guy.
That's why you should have more than one person. And a video camera.
When you stop with more than one person and a video camera, then you're going to take the friendly guy out there, and you're going to turn him into the unfriendly guy.
Yeah,
they're
I think had I had a video camera, he wouldn't have talked to me for 20, 25 minutes.
No,
yeah,
no
that's
way.
That's probably true.
I mean, I understand where you're coming from, Ian. You'd like to see it from an activist standpoint, broadcast on the internet and that kind of thing. But the interaction that he had is going to be completely changed with a two-on-one situation and a camera.
That's why we need hidden cameras.
At that point, that guy's being attacked. They
have or a hidden, a hidden audio, digital audio recorder or something.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll try that approach.
Of course, then again, you've got the issue that in some places they have their silly little laws that say that you can be arrested for doing, recording people without their consent. So you might want to be concerned about
not
that.
Not the case here. Not the case here in Toronto.
I hope. Good to know.
I was once told from a lawyer that here it's legal to have a recording of a conversation. So
very cool. Stephen, thanks for the story, dude. We appreciate it. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Every week, thousands of violent crimes are committed. Don't let yourself become a statistic. Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com has great news for outdoor enthusiasts. Now you can protect yourself against possible animal attacks with safe, humane animal repellents. Featuring counter-assault bear deterrent and mace brand animal repellent. Enter radio in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PEPPERspray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Non-X Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Non-X Man, and your toenails need Non-X Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Non-X Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nun-X Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nun-X Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nun-X Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Long's, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Live. You can bring up what you want via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. And again, those features include updates. You get signed up, and we will let you know when there's something fresh to announce about Free Talk Live. Just go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
If you've got a company that, you're struggling with accounts receivable, I can tell you right now, accounts receivable are a very important issue with things being kind of tight. You know, President Bush tells us there's no recession, but things are kind of tight nonetheless, and people out there doing business know it. Maybe you need to tighten up a little bit on the accounts receivable. SACL CAI handles that kind of stuff. They do early out billing, they purchase charged off receivables, and they do collections. And they're a big sponsor of the show, so you can check out their banner at freetalklive.com. That's SACL CAI.
1-800-259-9231. Coming up here, we've got some bad cop stories. And, you know, there are so many bad cop stories. We could make this the whole show like a bad cop show.
Yeah,
so
it could be a bad cop show.
I actually have to make a concerted effort to ignore some of these bad cop stories just so we can cover other topics on this program.
They're outrageous. Each one of them is outrageous. But, you know, some are more outrageous than others.
So here is we're going to get to those, but first I want to do an update on the Target situation we've been covering for the past few days on the program, talking about the idea of national service or national slavery, as I would prefer to call it, that it's come to our attention that the national store department store known as Target has gotten behind an effort, as well as Time Magazine, and apparently Home Depot is involved as well.
AARP.
The AARP, all to push the idea of national service, which will force, in its current proposed form, will force all Americans between ages 18 and 42 to go and work for some government bureaucracy. They call it voluntary because people get to choose which government bureaucracy they go and work for, but it's not voluntary. This is slavery, it's conscription, it's despicable, and Target needs to know how you feel about this.
Right. So, somehow I imagined one of these sort of, I wouldn't call it a boycott, but it's getting close to a boycott, mm-hmm. That Free Talk Live put together, being a little better managed than this. But I can't get these people to call me back. What's it been, 2 or 3 days now? A nationally syndicated radio talk show host calls your business, and I understand you're a big business and you're busy and you got to cover your butt and things.
And who's Free Talk Live? It's not like it's Rush Limbaugh calling or anything. Like
right.
That.
But they don't seem to care. I called today and
you
left,
did.
Okay. Yeah, I left a message. Well, I called earlier at sort of their customer service number, and then a gentleman on the BBS Zat came up with some information that I couldn't get and sort of listed a whole boatload of people at at Target, and there's the CEO Greg Steinhoffel. But I decided to call his assistant because I figure if you want to get something done,
go to the gatekeeper.
Right, go to her. So Denise May.
Because he's not going to answer the phone anyway.
Right, I knew he wouldn't. I figured I might be able to get Denise, and I did leave a message today for Denise May at Target, and I basically told her who I was and call me back. This is regarding the Service Nation Summit in New York City on September the 11th. Like to ask you some questions about it, or put me through to whomever you do, and that kind of thing. So, I'm still in the process of trying to get the right person to whom to send emails, but I'll bet you that the right person could also be Greg Steinhoffel.
He is the CEO of Target.
That's right. I've got an email address for him. It's of course Greg Steinhoffel.
That's not easy to spell.
Target.
Here's what I would recommend. I've gone ahead and made this a sticky on our forum, which mm-hmm. means it's stuck at the top of the forum. So if you go to the Free Talk Live BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com and look in the show forum, you'll see it right there at the top of the page, and it says Target Contact Info right there at the top. So it's got lots of phone numbers, lots of names of VPs. If you go and you make a phone call, go ahead and post your experience, post what you learned, post basic, the basics of the conversation. And if you send an email, go ahead and post the email. In fact, somebody sent me an email that they sent to the Corporate Involvement Department at Target. This is from Scott. He says, I've just become aware that you are actively supporting a government initiative called National Service, which is a euphemism for conscription, which is another way of saying slavery. I've lived through the draft once, not again. I want you to know that your support of forced service is heinous, and I will not set foot in another Target store until I see that you have not only withdrawn your support for this evil idea, but publicly retracted your prior support. I'm aware that you may not have thought this through, and I will cut you some slack on that, but I ask that you consider the ramifications of enslaving those called citizens, regardless of what good deeds you think this might perform. It is akin to rape. It is not acceptable for civilized people.
Yeah, and I think I think it's the truth here in this instance that likely Target or Home Depot don't have any idea that this Service Nation is talking about mandatory service.
But they're calling it voluntary.
Right, they're calling it voluntary. But it's not voluntary. You get to volunteer for which sort of service you wish to give, but not
right.
If you wish to give service. So you must be a bureaucrat. It's just you may choose between the army. You may choose between, some local bureaucracy. You get to pick. But I'm not for that. No. I'm not working for the government in any of its forms. Thank you very much.
Now, before you go and you send off an angry email or you make a phone call and come across as vitriolic or angry, let's give a few tips on communication here, Mark, just for the people that are going to make these calls. Now, I'm sure the Target people are used to getting angry phone calls from customers.
Right.
Just because you're customer service, you're going to get phone calls from angry people. But there's some things that you can do and things that you can say, the way you structure what it is that you're trying to communicate to help people listen to you better, to help them pay more attention to what it is that you're trying to get across. It's kind of like the basics, boiling down the basics of how I, what's the book, Carnegie's book, How to Win Friends and Influence People. The basic message of that book is you butter them up before you critique them. And so it's a good thing. Like Scott's email here, he comes right out and says, "Hey, this sucks." And then he says, "You know, I'll cut you some slack on this, if you didn't know
this
about
it." This is the end of what I would consider a civil email. It's on that borderline, and I'm not willing to critique Scott on this email. However, I would suggest something a little more persuasive.
You should probably start with, if you are a target customer, let them know that.
Yes.
I am a target customer, and I shop at your store X amount of times per month.
Tell them which stores and
whatever.
Where they are.
Right. And, you know, I really love Target. If you love Target, tell them how you feel about the store. You know, I like what you do at Target. I like the atmosphere. I like the prices and the products. Or, you know, whatever it is that you like about Target. I mean, there is a reason you shop there if you're a Target shopper.
It's hard not to like Target. Right. Honestly, I like Target.
So give them some reasons why you like what it is that they do and why it is that you're so sad that you're going to have to stop shopping there because of their support for national service, blah, blah, blah. So basically, you know, you compliment them first on the things that they do right, and then you hit them on what you've discovered about them doing wrong.
Well, understand that they likely don't know. No, this is they're going to back up from the position and say, no, this is voluntary. It's voluntary. They're not even going to believe you.
Yep.
And what you need to do is you need to mention the National Service Act by Charlie Rangel. Service Nation supports the National Service Act, and the National Service Act is conscription. It is the draft. You may not have read the law. I understand that. These people at the Service Nation likely lied to you when they sold you this sponsorship. I get that. But what I'm telling you is to get your lawyers and look through the National Service Act as proposed by Representative Charlie Rangel, and then you will know that, in fact, you have been duped by these people.
That would be for the conversation if they bring up the issue of it being voluntary, and that's if they called you back or emailed you back. And to that end, when you leave a phone message, always, of course, make sure you leave your number twice so they can get back in touch with you.
Always a good idea.
And, leave them the necessary
That's a good idea anytime you leave a phone message to leave your number twice.
It absolutely is. All right, so there you go. Little basics on how to get in touch with these folks. Again, all the phone numbers, email addresses posted on the Free Talk Live BBS at bbs.freetalklive.com under the show forum right there at the top, Target Contact Info. If we can nail down a phone number that's the best or a person that's the best person to talk to, we will find that out. We'll let you know about that. For now, start here and post your experiences. More coming back. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Gas prices are out of control. Fight back by doing what thousands of listeners to the Alex Jones Show have done. Developed by a major oil company, a product that really works. Introducing SFR's Protect-A-Complete Fuel System and Engine Treatment. Just one bottle increases mileage for up to 6 months. Fleet tested by major oil companies showing improvements in every car tested. Stop paying mechanics your hard-earned money to have your injection system cleaned. Protect-A cleans up to 95% of new injector condition in just one tank full and is safe for all cars. Tests conducted by General Motors conclude fuel injectors can partially plug in as little as 5,000 miles due to poor gasoline quality. Fight high fuel prices by purchasing a Protect-A fuel system treatment for only $9.95 and receive an engine treatment free, a $12.95 value. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Go to oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com or call 888-USE-SFR1. That's 888-873-7371.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 600 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 600, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 600, WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
Why should we fire Congress? Because they use the Constitution of the United States as a scrap of paper. They swear an oath to follow it, and then they reject it. That was their employment document. They haven't followed it. Congressmen, senators, you're fired.
Washington, you're fired!
I think it's the next freedom to fascism.
Washington, You're Fired was born out of sheer frustration with abuses in our current political system, and it gives a voice to Americans across the country. Washington, You're Fired examines constitutional issues as they relate to the Katrina disaster, the president's illegal spy program, NSA data mining, FISA secret court, the illegal wiretapping of millions of Americans, and the last 7 years of terror-related spy bills, how they affect you, and what you can do about it. Washington, You're Fired captures the spirit and zest of an old-fashioned Boston Tea Party. Kem Williams describes the film as a rabble-rousing call to arms. We invite you to make the change with us. Help take back our government now. Go to TakeBackWashington.com and get the video tools you need for the information war. We have a plan to take back our government. Please visit TakeBackWashington.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want toll free at 800-259-9231. Sickle CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're free. So enjoy those on us. And if you like Free Talk Live and want to help support the show, become an amplifier. Just go to amp.freetalklive.com and get on board with the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And the idea is you send us $3 a month, and Free Talk Live will take that money and reinvest it into the show, getting on more radio stations across the country and spreading the message of freedom and liberty as far and as wide as possible. I got another agreement from a new station today, as a matter of fact. Not going to announce where it is.
You know, this not announcing where they are thing really irks me.
But it's going
to
be in a
I've got a list of people whom I send these announcements to who are waiting, just waiting to advertise and give us money. You know,
can't announce them until they come on the air. But this one's going to be in a state that has not yet received a Free Talk Live affiliate.
I see.
That's about all I can say. All right, so you can help us out with that and help us get on more people's internet connections as well by going to amp.freetalklive.com. Fact is the AMP money is helping us get on stations faster than we otherwise would have. And, again, you can help us out at amp.freetalklive.com and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, chat room forum, and more. We go to your phone calls and start things out with Ziggy in the United Kingdom across the pond. Ziggy, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys.
Hey, man.
Hello, sir. What's on your mind?
Right. First of all, I'd like to say thank you. I met Gavin a few weeks ago, who heard me on the show.
Gavin is the gentleman who you'd called in about him before. He was a city, some sort of city councilor of some sort, who said some pro-liberty things about ending the war on drugs and ending the war on prostitution, and received a pretty harsh, I guess, critique from the other people in his political party for coming out.
Well, he heard me on the show back in January, actually.
So you actually didn't know him.
To correspond with one another, but we met up a few weeks ago. We sunk a few beers in the pool guard to put up with my snoring.
You guys had a little sleepover?
Yeah, I had a sleepover at another person's house because I was too drunk to go home.
That's good. It's a safe thing to do.
Also, there was yesterday there was a drug report out here commissioned by the government itself, which actually said that the present government policy in the UK and present police tactics are having no effect upon the drug war.
Now, what is
shocking?
What's the drug war look like in the UK? Well, I mean, what are the rules? We don't know here in the United States. I mean, I heard
drugs coming into the country.
What's that?
They're trying to prevent drugs coming into the country.
So they're not preventing the sale of them inside the country, really?
Well, yeah, they're trying to do that as well. They always go after dealers rather than users.
Well, that's what they always say, but often what I've found over here is that they find users and call them dealers.
That's true.
Yeah,
if you've got two bags of pot, you're a dealer.
I was on Yorkshire actually earlier having a rant about it. I actually sent the story to Mark, if he looks in his Facebook inbox.
Yeah, I've got it. I just haven't, you know, we haven't gotten to it, if we do get to it, but I have it.
So you were calling originally to tell us that...
What made me laugh was it was actually a report commissioned by the government, which told them that their tactics aren't working. And, I mean, they are fighting the most basic of market forces, supply and demand.
Yep.
There is a demand, therefore there is a supply. And the war on drugs is actually the most basic infringement upon human rights. You know, one owns their own body, therefore what one digests into their own body is one's choice.
You nailed it, Ziggy. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you, man. 800-259-9231. And congratulations on meeting up with Gavin up there. So basically he was saying that, you know, it was because of Free Talk Live that he got to meet up with somebody who shared his belief system. And I think that's great. In fact, it's not the only example of things like that happening. We mentioned the Free Talk Live BBS a few moments ago. There's actually a local forum on there where you can go and post a message in, you know, if you live in America, for instance, you can choose the state that you live in. You could post a message there about your area, and you can actually find other Free Talk Live listeners that listen in that same area. I mean, it's not likely, you know, we don't have a whole huge amount of people for you to necessarily come across, so there's no guarantee you'll find someone, but it is a good way to meet up with people.
If you drive people there to the BBS and they put that in, I mean, you know, we have a few hundred active people on the BBS with a couple thousand reading, a couple hundred posting, that kind of thing. But, you know, just there's only a couple thousand people on the BBS when there's, you know, tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people that regularly listen to Free Talk Live. So,
right. So it is possible to get together with others who are in your area, and we've already got the mechanisms in place to help you do that if you take advantage of them. So go to bbs.freetalklive.com and head over there to the local forum. Oh, here's another example. I know that Jason Osborne from SACL CAI threw a little Independence Day party a few weeks back, and he advertised that on the Free Talk Live BBS, and I guess people came from miles around to attend his party. Which,
he does love to throw a party.
If you know anything about Jason's party, it is worth it's worth it to drive a little bit to go.
Yeah, you'll have a good time.
All right, so 1-800-259-9231. We continue with your calls and talk to Nick in Illinois on the AMP line. Hello, Nick.
Hey, guys.
Hello, what's on your mind?
Well, first I just wanted to say that I will be contacting Target and Home Depot, just like I hope everybody else out there will, to try and stop this national slavery thing.
Excellent.
But what was also on my mind, last night you two kind of got into a little bit of a debate about market activism versus political activism or a combination of the two, and I have to side with Ian. When I look at any type of political activism, whatever results I see, I kind of go back to the diktat of Frédéric Bastiat, which was what is seen and what is unseen. Now, maybe you will see a little bit of progress with political activism, voting, getting out there, talking to politicians, but compare that to what you could have seen given that capital and that infrastructure applied to something a little bit more efficient like market activism, which empirically, as I found, just is a little bit more effective or more potent.
Well, we're currently living in a paradigm, and I understand that many people, you know, on Ian's side of the issues often don't, you know, they completely disagree with the paradigm. But we are living in a paradigm that includes, you know, a republic form of government. You may or may not agree with that paradigm, but that is how the, you know, you get things sort of, you achieve things. So if the
Wait, who's you? You mean the statists? They've achieved more control through that particular paradigm.
How about the black kids that sat at the counter in Alabama and said we're gonna get served at the white counter? The fact is, those people. I'm not done yet. Those the fact that they sat at those tables achieved, you know, through market activism, if you would like to call that. That's they got, you know, what they were looking for, but they needed the politicians to step forward and make it law.
Well, I don't really agree with that. I mean, I think what largely happened in the South and with all that is a little bit more complicated than just, oh, they sat at a table, they did a lot of activism, and then the politicians started to, oh, well, they must be doing some activism, so now we've got to support them. I think what happened was they were already winning, and then just like politicians do, they jumped out in front of the parade and kind of paraded along and said, oh, yeah, we're making laws. I don't really think the laws would have had as much of an effect as just the activism itself. I think that.
I think the activism had the effect. I do. I think it brought attention to the issue. I'm not saying that market activism's bad. I never said that, or at least I haven't said that recently.
I haven't said that. You said that. I'm just saying that the political activism ad hoc wasn't, I mean, that wasn't what had the effect. It was the market activism. Yeah, it was.
Right. Well, I think what Mark is pointing out. I think what Mark is pointing out about that, and let me see if I'm understanding you correctly, Mark. You're saying that, you know, there was that market-based civil disobedience, non-cooperation that led to, you know, this parade being created and the politicians running out in front of the parade, passing a law, or repealing a law, I guess, in that case, which led to the goons, the police, stopping hurting people over that particular issue.
Right.
Is that what you're pointing out?
Right. They took the goons and they moved the goons to change sides.
Go ahead, Nick. Sorry.
I don't think that's what stopped the police, honestly. I think the police stopped because back in the South, I mean, there was a wide disgust with what the police were doing. I don't think it had anything to do with the politicians. Politicians often do this. They often, I mean, something has an effect, progress is made, and then the politicians ad hoc after the fact of the progress will jump in front of the parade and put a law into effect or repeal a law, which, I mean...
So are you suggesting, Nick, that the police were not, in point of fact, arresting black people?
No, they definitely were, but it stopped before the laws were written.
Is that true? I wonder about that. I'm very curious. Are you a historian to the point where you can say that for certain?
I can say that that does have some evidence to it, yeah.
Well, one thing's for sure.
I'm sure some cops did.
One thing's for sure. If there was enough widespread non-cooperation and civil disobedience, then the police would certainly not want to continue doing those things. And it could all be solved without the political element. And I agree with Nick on that part. More coming up. Free Talk Live. Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. Interknobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237. It's a fact.